If you're a contractor and you've just received a stop work order from an agency, turns out you're not alone. They're starting to come in fast and furious, but it's important to know why you're getting it before you build a response strategy. Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and you're listing, Larry, a couple of reasons why folks might be getting these. What are some of the most common ones that you've seen so far? Thanks for coming on today.
Sure, Francis. Well, the most common reason why contractors are getting stop work orders is because their contracts are paid for via appropriated funds. And, of course, there are no appropriated funds right now for FY14. So if there's no money to pay for you, the government can incur debt without having appropriations to cover their obligations, so they issue a stop work order. Another reason might be that if you are working on a time and materials contract, you can't bill the government for time during which the government doesn't have money to pay you, so you could get a stop work order for that as well.
The idea of somebody getting a stop work order on an FY13 contract, though, is particularly interesting to me. You wrote about it in your week ahead this week, and because I thought, well, I would think that would continue because it's already paid for.
Well, yes and no, and it's highly variable. In some cases, Francis, because of the shutdown, there's no one on the government site who can receive whatever you might be trying to deliver to them. In fact, we find this happening even when the government is open for business. If the right person is on leave for a couple of weeks, there are numerous cases of deliverable items just sitting on a loading dock waiting for that specific person to come back from leave before the government will accept the order. So you can imagine in a shutdown where you have thousands of government employees sitting at home that there aren't always people there covering the reception points or loading docks. So companies can be getting stop work orders on those types of contracts as well, because even though they're all paid for with FY13 funds, there's nobody there to take delivery.
All right. You mentioned the multi-year task order, and that makes sense. You know, if your money's supposed to come from FY14, there is no such thing yet. So that makes sense. The time and materials contract thing that you mentioned, explain that, because that one was another one that I was surprised to learn about.
Well, in a time and materials contract, you're billing the government for your time. And a number of companies working on time and materials contracts have received stop work orders because there's concern in those federal agencies that a contractor is incurring costs. They're billing for time, during which time the government is closed for business. So technically the government is incurring an obligation to pay a contractor for its work during a time for which they don't have funds to pay for that obligation. Thus, the stop work order.
You have written about all this in your Week Ahead newsletter this week, and we have details on how you can get that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. I was surprised, Larry, to find out when we chatted a little bit before we went on the air that as many agencies at least have some people present as do, you found that there are somebody most places that you're checking, it sounds like.
Well, there are. I mean, while there may not be people there on the loading dock or other delivery points, the fact is there are a lot of government agencies that have people there. Agencies that are generating some of their funds through user fees, like the General Services Administration, portions of the Department of Interior, to name two. Those agencies are open and have a lot of people at work because they're being paid for by the user fees that they've generated in past years. Ironically, these are people who could end up being furloughed should the user fee accounts dwindle down low enough that there's no longer that money available. But right now they are. Similarly, we've seen the Department of Defense call people back to work. We've heard stories that the Coast Guard will similarly call people back to work next week, so that there is work being done in government agencies. It may not be done by everybody. There are still plenty of people sitting idle, particularly contractors that work on government sites. But more and more you do see federal employees doing work, even though they're not getting paid for it right now.
Larry Allen's the president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and you're right. While new contracts that rely upon appropriated dollars can't be awarded, there are people to talk to, relationships to build, and prep work to do for when the government does reopen. And I guess that was kind of like a head slapper, because I thought, well, yeah, these people are still working. They're still doing as they're trying to stay as close to normal as they can operations wise. And so they know that there's potentially going to be a flood of stuff going on when they come back, which nobody would have expected at the beginning of the fiscal year.
And that's exactly right. I mean, what we're seeing now, Francis, is people doing planning. The government will reopen for business. There will be an FY14, and there are missions that government agencies have to meet. Right now, there's a lot of planning going on for that type of work inside the people, inside the agencies where there are people working. For contractors, this means that while you can't get any new task orders that rely on appropriated funds, that this is still a very good time to be able to build your own pipeline, have the discussions with government agencies, with buyers about what their plans are. To the extent that you can help guide them, this is always a good opportunity to have those types of discussions. These are the types of things, by the way, that should be going on at the start of the fiscal year anyway. To your point about people want to be as normal as possible, this is exactly the type of normal thing that should be happening, and yet we see a number of contractors who have said, well, the government is closed for business, this is a good time for me to go to Tahiti.
That's a bad strategy, it seems to me. You're right. In some cases, contractors can keep right on doing the development work they would have done during this time of year anyway. The only potential qualm that I might have about that, Larry, is it maybe too soon, like telling jokes too soon after somebody passes away? I mean, everybody's spooked out by this.
Well, certainly that was the case last week. I mean, there was a palpable sense of deer caught in the headlights all across this area, Francis, whether you were on the government side, whether you were on the contracting side. There was the expected hangover from the end of the 2013 fiscal year. Last week was very much a lost week. But just because we lost that week doesn't mean we should be losing the month of October. There are still things to be done here. There's still planning that has to happen. And so once everybody, you know, pats themselves on the back for a good FY13, the reward is we get to wake up and do it all over again for the next fiscal year.
And I will count on you to help me understand how it gets done, Larry. Thanks for being on, as always.
Absolutely, Francis.